Chapter 21. Strasbourg. Trapped in Strasbourg for a week, Julien thought only of Mathilde. She was in control of his happiness. Ambition could make him forget his love of Mrs. de Rênal, but nothing could make him forget Mathilde. He was unhappy until he heard someone yell to him. Julien looked up and saw his friend from London, Prince Korasov.
"You're not acting like I thought you," Korasov said. "Looking unhappy is bad. To be aristocratic, you must look bored. What's wrong? Have you lost your money, or are you in love with some actress?"
This joke almost made Julien cry. "To be honest, I am in love. She doesn't love me anymore," Julien told his story. But he made new names for everyone.
"I am your doctor," the prince said. "Here's what to do. 1. See her every day, but don't be cold. 2. Pay attention to another woman." "What other woman will you choose?"
"I know a woman," Julien said, "who is very rich and does not love anyone." He was thinking of Mrs. de Fervaux, whose husband was dead.
"That's perfect," Korasov said. "Write 2 letters to her every day. You don't even have to invent them. I have 6 boxes of letters ready for you to copy."
Julien was much happier when he went to bed that night. Julien and his friend went riding every day. Prince Korasov really liked Julien, and finally he said,
"I have a cousin in Moscow. You should marry her. With my uncle's influence and the Legion of Honor cross you have, you'll go far in the army."
"I can't do that," Julien thought. "Leaving Mathilde would be too painful. I won't take my friend's cousin, but I'll take his advice. I'll seduce Mrs. de Fervaux. She may be boring, but her eyes are like the woman I love." Chapter 22. The Department of Virtue. As soon as he returned to Paris, Julien went to see Count Altamira. Julien told his friend he was deeply in love with Mrs. de Fervaux.
"Let's go see Bustos," Altamira said.
He tried to date Mrs. de Fervaux. Mr. Diego Bustos wanted to know everything. He listened quietly, and then he spoke for a long time. This Englishwoman sometimes hates people strongly. Has she had a lover before? Can you succeed? She wrote me these letters. Take them so you will know the way she writes. As Julien was leaving, Bustos said, "Count Altamira says you're one of us. One day you'll help us win our battles." When Julien returned home, it was almost time for dinner. He was going to see Mathilde again. He dressed very carefully. "Fool," he thought, "I must follow Prince Korasov's advice." Julien changed into very plain traveling clothes. Julien did not talk to Mathilde, but he did not hide from her. Marquis de La Mole praised him to everyone, and Julien was very nice to Mrs. de La Mole. At 8 o'clock, Mrs. de Fervaux arrived. Julien went to his room and changed into very nice clothes. This made Mrs. de La Mole happy, and she introduced Julien to Mrs. de Fervaux. He followed Korasov's plan. Julien pretended to admire her, and he treated it like a battle to be won. Mathilde thought Julien would talk to her when he returned. She thought he would try to win her again, and she was surprised to see him only talking to Mrs. de Fervaux. He appeared to be cured. Prince Korasov would have been very proud of Julien. Julien did not realize that Mrs. de Fervaux and Marquis de La Mole had enough power to make him a bishop. Chapter 23. Properly in Love. "This family is very strange," Mrs. de Fervaux thought. "They all love this young priest. He does have nice eyes, though." Julien had trouble speaking to Mrs. de Fervaux. Mathilde, upset that Julien was hiding from her, sat near Mrs. de Fervaux one day. Julien could see her eyes, and this made him upset at first. Soon he began speaking very well. He talked to Mrs. de Fervaux, but he only wanted to impress Matilda. He succeeded. Matilda was very upset that night. When Julien returned to his room, he saw Prince Korasov's letters. "I'm late," he thought. "I should have copied the first letter long ago." The next morning he read the other instructions. "Deliver the letter in person. Wear nice clothes and look very sad. If you see a maid, wipe your eyes and talk to her." He did this exactly. The next day Julien again looked at Matilda and spoke well to Mrs. de Fervaux. "This young priest is special," Mrs. de Fervaux thought. "I can see it in the letter he wrote to me." Chapter 24. Manon Lescaut. Prince Korasov's instructions said never to oppose what the woman says. One night at the opera, Julien praised the ballet based on the novel Manon Lescaut. Mrs. de Fervaux said that the novel was better. This surprised Julien. A woman like Mrs. Fervaux would not read a novel.
"All novels are bad, of course, but I've heard this one is better than most,"
she said.
"It did not stop your Napoleon from saying it's a novel for servants, though."
Julien became nervous. "Someone's trying to ruin me," he thought. "Someone told her that I admire Napoleon." When they left the opera, Mrs. de Fervaux said,
"Remember, sir, that you cannot have devotion to Napoleon and devotion to me."
"Devotion to me?" Julien thought. "Either this means nothing or it means everything." Julien wrote the Marquis's letters and learned that Matilda might marry Marquis de Croisenois. Julien was so sad that he once thought of killing himself. The next day he saw Matilda's beautiful eyes, though, and he decided to follow Prince Korasov's plan until the end. Chapter 25. Boredom. Mrs. de Fervaux first read Julien's letters with no interest. She began to think about them, but she wished Julien was a proper priest. It would be so easy, she thought, to make him a vicar general near Paris. Then it would not hurt my rank in high society. One day she received no letters from Julien, so she decided to write him. Days later, a servant brought another letter into the library, but Matilda walked in and grabbed the letter.
"This is something that I will not put up with,"
she said.
"You've forgotten all about me, and I'm your bride."
She burst into tears. Julien was astonished. He had two thoughts. The first was of complete happiness. The second was one for Korasov. "I may lose everything with a single word. I can't touch her, or she'll hate me." Matilda was shocked by what she said. She opened Julien's desk and saw all of Mrs. de Fervaux's letters. None had been opened.
"So,"
she shouted,
"you know her well, but you hate her. Forgive me,"
she cried, and she fell to his feet.
"Dislike me if you want, but please love me. I can't live without your love."